Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Matt Warner, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today on Jordan Love to have over 199.5 passing yards and over 19.5 rushing yards, boosted to plus 210 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Well, you know, I don't have a huge opinion on this game, but I do think Jordan Love can get this. They're going to need him to, quite honestly. The Raiders defense isn't that great, as we have seen. The Raiders defense is almost never that great. Love has gone over this pass yardage total, I think, in every game he's played. Yeah, it's 200 yards. Yeah, that's really not much at all for him to surpass. 20 rushing yards, not much either. Plus 210, I think there's good value there against this Raiders defense, which isn't great.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to correct you. He's gone over this in three of his four games this
season.
Oh,
there must have been one he went under.
151 against the Falcons. So, I mean, still not all that, right? Not that great, but not all that off or far off. And then rushing yards, he's gone over this in every game except last week against the Lions. And last week against the Lions was just an absolute disaster for the Packers, especially in the first half. If you think back to that game, I mean, they had like almost 0 yards of total offense in the first half. It was just awful. So throw that one out. That's a pretty good value here. I like Love to easily go over 200 yards passing and rushing defense. I mean, Raiders are okay at it, but nothing crazy. They're not a great team. So this seems like a prop that he should be able to get over as well. Plus 210 over at Caesars. Pretty good value there. I think Love has a big night tonight.
Yeah, kind of a tough go for the Raiders. So this is a lot of value in this. Plus 210 at Caesars. Get in on that and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets on your first wager at BetMGM by entering code Lucy1000 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at @sharp_side_, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I'm looking at this game and I'm looking at Jordan Love's team and I'm looking at the Packers -1.5 against the Raiders. The Packers are 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 games in total, and they are 3-1 against the spread this season as an underdog, which was all of their games. Green Bay has also won 6 straight Monday Night Football games, and there's a BetQL trend in their favor. Matt LaFleur is 9-1 against the spread after being outrushed by 75 or more yards in the last game while coaching Green Bay. The Packers are also averaging 25 points scored per game. Raiders are averaging 15.5 points scored per game. So I think the Packers could cover the spread -1.5 against the Raiders tonight.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't really have a huge opinion on this game. If I was going to bet it, I would probably bet the Raiders just because I feel it's kind of weird that they're favorites. Like, last I checked, they were favorites in the game against the Packers. We all know the public loves the Packers just for historic reasons, and everybody's down on the Raiders. Nobody likes the Raiders. Everybody thinks they're disgusting. Why are they favorites? It doesn't really make much sense to me. So I think it was 34% last time I checked of bets are actually on the Raiders, and yet this line is not really moving anywhere. So it makes me think the Raiders are going to win somehow, some way, but that's just the way I bet. So if I had an opinion on this, I'd probably take the Raiders, but there's not enough there really for me to place a bet on it. The only thing I've done this week is place a half unit on Colorado State next weekend in college football, which we're really looking ahead for that one. But I just kind of fading Boise there. So, Kate, what do you like?
Okay. We're in week 7 of college football. Here we go. Is it week 7 or week 6 next
looking
week?
Ahead. I'm looking ahead.
Hey, it's never too early to be looking at those lines for the upcoming weekend. I'm going to side with Lucy in this one. I'm going to take the points with the Packers. I mean, they're coming off of that Thursday night football game last week. So an extended rest period for Green Bay, had a number of players kind of banged up. So definitely needed that. And as bad as Green Bay's offense looked, especially in that first half against Detroit, I'm not sure that's going to be much of an issue tonight. Las Vegas ranks 30th in EPA allowed per play, 24th in scoring defense. Offensively for the Raiders, they haven't scored more than 18 points in a game all season. So that's not looking too good. One of the worst run games in the league, despite having Josh Jacobs in the backfield. So I just think that this Packers team is due for a little bit of a bounce back game after a poor showing last week, coming off that extended rest. I think that they can get it done tonight. Take the points with them. If you can get it at +1.5 or +2, I've seen some twos out there. So I'm liking the Packers tonight.
Yes, I do believe I said -1.5. I did mean +1.5, yes. Just to make that major clarification.
You're not buying extra points to make you the underdog or the favorite.
Yes, yeah, that's some value there. At BetMGM, it is +1.5, but it is +2 at other places for sure. So get in on all of this. The odds boost +210 at Caesars and our best bets. And subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.